Legislative Council meeting of March 21st, 1984.
Judicial Council, please come to order. Remind my ears. Legislative Council, please come to order. Take the roll.
I told you to be the judge last time when you were.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I almost said something, but I thought I better not.
Representative Booth. Here. Representative Barnes. Senator Bennett. Representative Bussell.
Here.
Senator Lassen.
Here.
Representative Ford.
Here.
Speaker Hayes. President Curtula. Representative Malone.
Here.
Senator Moss.
Here.
Senator Mulcahy. Senator Pettyjohn.
Here.
Chairman Ray.
Here.
Representative Vasca. Eight members.
Quorum is present. First order of business is approval of the minutes of March 14th. Representative Malone.
Hi, Mr. Chairman. Move as unanimous consent approval of the minutes of March 14th.
Is there an objection?
Just for a matter of asking the chairman to verify what I've read, I want to be absolutely sure I've got it straight. That the we received a letter from Alaska Register. Remember, we had some action on that last time. Requesting access to the legislator's computer,
Yes.
And that we have denied the request.
That's right.
To the legislator's computer.
Yes.
Remove objections.
We're giving them all the information off of it, but we're not allowing them just to hook up to it.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. There's no other objection. Minutes are approved. Senator Pettyjohn?
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that the consideration of the Alaska Public Affairs Committee be held over for the next meeting, since we only have 8 minutes here. And the publisher of the journal is without a state today. Ask to consider that the next meeting.
No objection. Next is the budget. Representative Malone?
This sheet here, we got is 28.2 million. That includes the additions are approved by the council last week.
Those are the additions, yes.
Is that what we have the recommendation from the agency?
That's the recommendation from the agency.
Well, I would place a motion that we submit that budget to the legislature.
Object for the purposes of an amendment.
There's an objection, Senator Moss.
Mr. Chairman, I'd propose that the budget addition be amended to add Kenny Lake VTS for $3,750.
For $3,750?
Yeah, $3,750.
Oh. That's hardly above minimums. You've heard the motion.
I'm sorry, sir. Would you repeat that?
Kenny Lake, $3,750 for a VTS. Volunteer
teleconference
site. No objection, so ordered.
I remove my objection on the 20 amendment in that case, whatever.
Then our budget is $28,431,950. Yes, sir.
I would move that we approve that budget for submission to legislature.
You heard the motion?
Question.
Question?
As you know.
Representative Fuller?
I just have one question.
Sir?
It seems that it's sort of one-sided here, but I suppose if members don't show up, well, I guess what you want.
Representative Malone?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I wasn't trying to
cut
off anybody's discussion. If somebody has an amendment or wants to study through it, I'll be glad to ask them to be withdrawn.
Sir?
Would it impact the council as the budget if we were to delay a short time or something so we could get the committee members here?
All that the chair does is accept motions and repeat them.
It is a $28 million expenditure for what we have to pay for
Representative Malone? Yep. Representative Malone?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if there's a, that's a request to defer the motion to withdraw it. I just make the comment that we have had the budget document in our possession for some time, and while I think that I can think of a number of changes, I think I'd like to make them in the budget. I just assume go ahead and have it submitted to the legislature so that we have it on both sides and then form a request from the council so that the agency is in a position to the direction of the chair of the council to respond to the legislature.
If you'll notice in the minutes of March 14th, the ones we just approved, the very last entry before the adjournment.
I remove my objection.
If there's, I'll tell you, I can understand what you're saying, but I don't know. We're going to have to do something here pretty soon, and, sir?
I'd feel comfortable if I could just make a phone call.
Fine.
It would take just a couple of minutes if I might.
Representative Malone?
Well, Mr. Chairman, would it be possible for us to have a short recess to call the chair?
Just one person. We'll give it two seconds. Requesting that ease for a moment.
We can just leave and we don't have a call.
What's the big deal?
I don't understand that.
I just made a phone call to the speaker. Charlie Reader on the way down the system. If you wish to hold a voting by, if you wish to go to the voting by.
Up to the body.
I would request.
Are they coming down?
That'll
be a quorum if I leave, right?
You're here, right? They're just about to walk in the door in a second.
I got things to do.
I have two bills up and resources on one.
Yeah, as long as there's seven people here, like, what, eight?
I'm not supposed to get some airplanes.
You started all this.
Sir, I just thought it was right. I'm not trying to start a war with anybody. I just kind of thought it was a good idea. We had just, I know we're all going to pass it, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Senator.
I'm not. I'm Representative, sir. I appreciate it.
Put that down in the book.
He's in my book already.
Well, I got enough trouble in this book.
Pleasure. There's a motion on the floor to. There was an addition to the budget additions to the total legislative affairs budget in the amount of $3,750, which would make it $28,431,950. There's a motion on the floor to present that figure to the finance committees for their appraisal. Floor is open for discussion.
Question.
Representative, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Has there been discussion about the, sorry to be late, has there been discussion about any of the details of the proposed budget that we're sending out to finance? Would it be appropriate to ask a couple questions?
This is the time right now, sir.
Session, we deferred the purchase of new vans for the hospital clinic. Is that the total here for new van? I think before we had been.
Mr. Charney?
Doing something different.
There are funds in this budget for the purchase of two vans. It's on page 61 of the budget papers. Total of $30,000.
So then the plan then would be purchasing new vans and giving the old ones to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities that we've done in the past.
And the revolving fund, yeah.
I thought we stopped that last year.
And we did last year. Vans are now 2 years old, right?
Right.
question. Okay, the other question I had was on page 58 on travel during session, $97,000. How was that figure arrived at?
Mr. Attorney?
You've heard of Lauren.
Lauren?
Mr. Speaker, that was right there. It was used by inflation over the figure that was in the budget last year, 6% inflation.
I think you'll find that the expenses of the council as far as any travels or meetings have been minimal. Yes, sir?
Then to follow up on that, then, if travel was increased by 6% to account for inflation, then why did we double the amount for freight and moving expenses that are occurring now? Page 59.
Mr. Attorney?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I was only going to suggest, I don't know the answer, but I know that every time that we have a new legislature coming up, that they budget increased costs. I don't know if they actually experience them. That's something that I think the last time around we had some debate on in the last, in the 82 budget, whether it should be budgeted or not. But when they have a new legislature coming in, I think they budgeted a higher cost for those kinds of expenses because they figured there would be a higher expense, people moving stuff out that wouldn't be here, or moving stuff in that would be here for the next 2 years. That's all I can remember. I don't know if that's the justification of this budget.
Mr. Attorney?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker, I'm informed by my financial person, Lauren Smith, that the basic increase in that item 390 was for the computer software portion of that item, not the the freight.
I see.
Sir?
Mr. Chairman, and I also note, unless I missed it, that there is no television coverage funded in this budget. Is that your understanding?
That's right.
However, we have funded the Blue Division Commission, Administrative Regulatory Review Committee, and Blue Research Agency.
Yeah, no Blue Ribbon Commission in there either, Mr. Speaker.
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like a complete breakdown of the leadership funds, what they're going to be used for.
Question.
Mr. Speaker?
Pardon?
Complete list of the leadership funds, what it's going to be used for.
Senator Couture is going to bring those down, sir.
He already gave me his, sir. You heard the motion.
Question.
Is there an objection? I'll call a roll.
I think this is the second roll call. Representative Barnes.
Yes.
Representative Bussell.
Yes.
Senator Lassen.
Yes.
Representative Ford.
Yes.
Speaker Hayes.
Yes.
Representative Malone.
Yes.
Senator Moss.
Yes.
Senator Pettyjohn.
Yes.
Chairman Ray.
Yes.
Representative Abood.
Yes.
Ten votes.
Motion's passed. Is there any other business coming before the council? Mr. Attorney?
Chairman, members of the council, Friday is scheduled payday for legislators and staff. We do not have a problem, of course, with paying staff, but with paying legislators, there is not enough money in the existing appropriation. The Senate passed a version of the supplemental bill this week. The House is planned to have a committee meeting on that particular piece of legislation on Monday, and I understand it could be reported out then on the floor by Tuesday and probably calendared by Wednesday. It would be against the law for me to course, disperse any checks if there's no funds for appropriation. Now, there is an alternative if the council wishes to. We're about $75,000 short of making that payroll in that appropriation. And if the council would wish to go ahead with payday, they could authorize under the Title 24, authorize a temporary transfer of appropriation funds from the session where we have some funds of $75,000, with the understanding that it would be paid back to that account when the legislation would be signed by the governor and become law.
With 10% interest? Representative Malone.
I would so move, because I never know how long legislation can take. It seems like
a... Is there an objection to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there any other business coming before the council? Any public